love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord.
And so, Father, we start this morning off thinking about our love for you. We love you so much that we would lift our voice to exalt you, to worship and adore you, to magnify you and glorify you, because you are such an awesome God. There's no greater God. There's no God that loves anymore. There's no God that loves like you. God, there is absolutely no one that's like you. And so we lift you up this morning. We magnify you and we glorify you. We honor and adore you, God, because there is absolutely no one that's like you. God, you are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. And everything that you do, God, you do it great. You do it well. Thank you for being my example, God. Thank you for letting me know that everything is going to be all right. Thank you for knowing the way that I should take, God, and giving me that direction and giving me that guidance. Thank you for being my source and my rock. Thank you for being my shield in the wheel, in the middle of a wheel. Thank you for being everything and more, God. My blessed hope, my salvation, God, my keeper, my strong tower, God, my everything, God. And I want to say thank you this morning. Thank you for the very air that I breathe this morning. I'm able to breathe in and exhale and inhale, God, on my own. I'm not attached to any device that assists me with breathing. God, I thank you that I'm in my right mind this morning. God, I'm not somewhere in a loony bin where the devil had me directed to. But God, you said not so, and you allowed me to keep my mind in perfect peace because my mind was stayed on you. God, thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. I could be in the best hospital, or I could be in the greatest grave site in the world, but I'm standing here in the land of the living because you still have a purpose and a plan for my life, Lord, and I want to say thank you, God. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs, that I can bless you with the fruit of my lips. I can offer unto you a hand clap of praise. I can dance before you just like David did, God, because I have the use and activity of my limbs. God, I want to say thank you, God, for a roof over my head. Lord, I've seen people as we've walked across these streets, along these streets, Lord, that are sleeping outside, Lord, but that's not my case. That's not my stead today, but I'm under a roof, Lord, and I have food on my table and clothes on my back, Lord, and I want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for taking such good care of me. I belong to you, Lord, and over again in your word, you let me know that I don't belong to myself. And since I don't belong to myself, God, you take absolutely wonderful care of me. Thank you, God, for being a provider, Lord. Thank you for being everything that I need and more. You keep me, God, from danger, seen and unseen, God. You meet all of my needs according to your riches up in glory. And God, not only that, God, you will grant me the desires of my heart, Lord, because that's the type of God that you serve, that we serve, God. You blessed us, God, to be on this trip, Lord. It wasn't something that our finances would really be comfortable with us doing, God. But God, you blessed us with the ability to be able to go and get some rest, God, because God, you do all things well. You not only, God, take care of our physical needs, our spiritual needs, Lord, but you take care of our physical needs as well. You tell us in your word to seek you first, Lord. And as we continue to seek your face, Lord, and you seek your righteousness, Lord, and seek after doing your will, God, and doing your ministry, Lord, you said that you will add all of these things unto us. Sound mind, God, that's a part of all these things. The desires of our heart, Lord, that's a part of all these things, God. Safety in our home, Lord, that's a part of all of these things, Lord. You do all things, a closer walk with you, God, that's a part of these things, because they're both physical and they're overwhelming as well as physical, God. And you meet every single need because you are an absolutely magnificent and wonderful God. And so with all of that said, I say that I love you, Lord, today. We cry out to you, Lord, today because you have been so good to us. Thank you for being the perfect example of love. Your word says God is love. Oh, God, and that you are our example for how we should love, how we should treat one another, how we should approach one another. And so often, God, we allow circumstances of life to cause division in our relationships and division in our friendships. But, God, you give us that perfect example, God, that no matter how we have treated you, no matter what we may have done, you said that you would forgive us and that if we just confess our sins, you would be faithful enough to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, God. You picked us up out of the muck and the miry. You picked us up from some strange places, Lord, but you didn't, God, you didn't complain about how dirty we were. God, you didn't complain about how filthy we were. You didn't say anything about our mindset, our look, and our outlook, Lord, but you came in, you made all things new, God, because when we're in you, God, you do new things. You don't allow things to stay the way that they are, but because you love us, God, you make us over again, and you just don't do it, God, incompletely, God, but you do a whole complete transfer, God, from the very crown of my head to the soles of my feet, God, you make me new. You give me a brand new talk, and you give me a brand new walk, and you give me a brand new outlook on life, God, and a brand new
attire, God. No longer am I weighed down by the garment of sin, but now I am clothed with righteousness. And God, I want to say thank you, God, because you made me holy. I was once unclean, but no longer am I unclean, but I have been clean. I used to have to walk around and declare unclean, Lord, because sin was wrapped around me like the disease of leprosy, God. It was everywhere. But God, you cleaned up every sore. God, you cleaned up every blemish. God, you cleaned up every spot. God, you cleaned up every filth and stain, God, and you've made me new, God. I want to say thank you. You've made me over again, and I want to say thank you. God, you've made me clean, God, and I want to say thank you because you did it because you love me. And you love your people. And you don't want to see anyone fall. And you don't want to see anyone fail. God, help us to grab hold to your love. For you said in your word, for the fruit of the Spirit is love. You give us eight other fruits to discuss and to work on, Lord. But you said love is your primary one, God. Because you said love suffereth long and is kind. Love vaunteth not itself. Love is not provoked. It's not easily provoked. It thinketh no evil. It doesn't seek after its own. Love, God. And I need you, God, today to work a little bit more love into our lives. Help us to love one another, Lord. Because when we love unconditionally, Lord, we love like you. Help us to let go of the things, of the thoughts and the cares of this world, because the world says, Lord, I only love you when you're doing something for me. But God, that's not your motto. That's not your belief in love. Your love is compassionate. Your love never fails. Your love never gives up. Your love never runs out. Lord, the world says, if you're not doing anything for me, or what have you done for me lately, and if you're not doing anything for me right now, then I don't have anything to do with you, or that if you've done me wrong, I'm turning my back on you, but not your love. Your love never fails. It keeps running over and over. Your love never ceases. It keeps running over and over. Your love, God, is so awesome. Your love is so amazing. And Lord, we desire to love like you. And Lord, you said in your word that we can't love you and not love those that we see every single day. How can you love me who you have not seen and not love your brother and sister who you are around every single day? And so, Lord, help us to love like you, to love our brothers and love our sisters. Help us to love like you, to love the stranger, to love the drunkard, to love the prostitute, just like you. Oh, God, to love, God, the homeless, God, and to love, oh, God, the racist, just like you do, to love those that persecute us and to heap love upon them instead of to heap anger upon them, because that's just what you do, God. Give us and help us to love like you, to love unconditionally, to love compassionately, to love thoroughly, Lord, because we need your love. Love overcomes a multitude of sins, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and it helps build relationships, God. It helps build a strong foundation, Lord, and for us to be a great people, and for us to be a great ministry, and for us to be a great church, and for us to be great individually, we have to base everything that we do upon love. Our thought for today, Lord, is focusing on building relationships. And your word tells us to build it on love. As we go through this day and as we walk through this journey of today, help us to love like you. Everyone that we come across, let us let the light of love shine in us. That means we have to put a smile on our face. That means we even have to greet people that we don't know, because we're spreading love instead of spreading hate. It takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. Lord, help us to love like you today. Walk with us and talk with us. Let your love exude out of us. Let your love shine in us. And let us spread love instead of spreading hate. Bless us and keep us this day in our prayers, and we'll bless your name all the day long. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen. Today's scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 16 and 14, chapter 16, verse 14, and it reads, "Let all your things be done with charity."
And I want to encourage you, this is not on the website, but go read 1 Corinthians 13 as well. 1 Corinthians 13 is the love chapter. And it tells us that if we can do all these other things and prophesy and speak in tongues and have not love, then it is as if we are doing nothing. We look for titles. We look for gifts. We look for all of these things, but we don't ask God to help us to love our brothers, to love our enemies, to love those that persecute us, to love those that afflict us, because that's what he says that we should do. Because when we love them, it will heap coals of fire upon their heads. That's just God saying, you continue to love, and I will fight your battles. Yesterday, I asked you to pray for someone that you haven't prayed for in a long time. My prayer, my request for you today is to pray for someone that has afflicted you, that has put you down, that's done you wrong. Pray for them and ask God to help you to love them like he loves you, and watch God melt that fire. Watch God melt that bridge, that divide that's in between you, and God will work it out for your good. God bless you, and heaven shine upon you this day. Bye-bye.